So what was the inspiration for Alondra was here?
In short, the inspiration was graffiti. Like all kinds of graffiti, like from all over the world, ancient graffiti, contemporary graffiti, graffiti in my neighborhood. But mostly I was very, very, I guess, inspired by graffiti with some kind of political agenda or social message or things like there was uptown in Harlem somewhere. There was a mural someone had painted of, just graffiti of all kinds. I've looked at ancient graffiti, you know, was really surprised actually at how modern it sounded, you know, ancient Greek graffiti, like, you know, Aurelius got me pregnant and stuff, you know, and I'm like, that sounds like some stuff that I'd read on my wall, on the wall in, you know, in my neighborhood. But, I was really, really, really intrigued by, graffiti that has some kind of social agenda, some kind of political message. Like there was a mural that was uptown painted in protest of police brutality, which got painted over, which totally got blacked out by the police. And, you know, I think they keep writing things over the blackout, you know, things like the people will not be censored and, you know, things like that. And I am so excited by that. And I just wanted to fuel this play, and I think it turned out okay.
Okay, without giving too much away, what's the play about?
It's about two sisters who live in a police state, and they're pretty pissed off about the fact that they live in a police state. You know, their family members have disappeared. They've witnessed all kinds of violence committed against folks that they know, and it's kind of crazy. So they decide that they're gonna do something about it, you know, some act of extreme terrorism, you know, terrorism. And at the top of the play, they're just getting ready to execute the plan, and one of the sisters gets called. And the rest of the play is about the other sister trying to figure out whether or not she's, you know, she's got the gall to follow through on the plan by herself.
So it sounds like a compelling drama. You obviously need a strong cast. Can you tell us about your cast and what makes them so special?
Oh, man, I love this cast. This cast is killing it. Oh, my goodness. First of all, I mean, they're all, like, just so pro. It's ridiculous. I'd say, like, a few of them, like, I don't even know why they're working so hard. I mean, it's nice. They just have such great instincts that, you know, they really don't have to work too hard. They have been. We keep trying to tell them, you don't have to work too hard. You sit really nicely in the skin of the character, you know, but they're pro and they go at it, you know. And they're not just good for the part, they've been good for the whole, you know. They're just all very dedicated, a lot of fun to have in the room. Brave, because there is some stuff in the play that, you know, might have other actors raising brow a little bit, but they tackle it fearlessly, and, you know, I'm just in such awe of them, and I'm very lucky to have them.
So how do you want this play to affect people?
I think that if people leave just thinking about, you know, if they're fighting for something, I want them to leave thinking about how they go about fighting for it, I guess. This play, you know, it's got characters who have an agenda, you know, who have a goal, who have something that they're trying to achieve. They're trying to better their society, but the way they go about doing it is questionable. And so I want people to question. I want the audience to leave questioning not only the character's motivations for doing what they do, but, you know, maybe think about how that applies to things that they, you know, causes that they're championing. Are they really doing something about it, or are they just bitching about it on Facebook? You know, like that kind of thing. So just thinking about, you know, how, what effective protest is, and how it can bring about positive change.
How do you think writing this production changed you as a writer? What do you think you've learned from this process that'll help you moving forward?
Oh, man. Well, this is my personal production. So, it has definitely been a learning experience. And just the main thing I've learned is that I'll probably never do it again. It is hard, man. It is so hard. But I have such respect for what producers do now. And, you know, just have a deeper appreciation for how many moving parts there are. And, you know, for everyone's vision and everyone's role and what they bring to the table, I can't say enough how much I appreciate, you know, everybody being as dedicated as they are. So yeah, a lot of planning.